Welcome to the Healing Elixir podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today, how are you guys doing? February is literally over. March is knocking at the door, and honestly, today I want to talk about gaining traction. I want to really express one thing. If anything you get from this podcast, I want you to get this from this episode. Whenever you are gaining traction, it's going to be easy for distractions to come. It's going to be easy for you to go back to your familiar. It's going to be easy for you to go back to what's familiar. I'm going to practice on that enunciation after I get off this podcast. But whatever, I am a human being and I sometimes have trouble pronouncing things. I'm actually human. Anyways, besides that, going back to what's familiar is very common. Because shit, even I've done it before. And recently I almost did, but actually was self-aware enough to say, no, Alexis, don't go back that way. Keep moving forward. So gaining traction, whenever you decide to change any aspect of your life, say healthier eating habits, going to the gym, learning something new, being a better person in whatever way you choose, it takes change, right? You have to change something. You can't just stay the same in order to expect a different result. So while you're changing, it can be very challenging for you to change because your body, your rhythm is not used to you doing that said thing. So whenever you do that said thing, your body is like, why are you doing this? Why are we not doing the other thing? So you have to basically train it. So it's like you're in this mini training. And I know sometimes people associate the word train with something rigorous, but it doesn't have to be if you don't want it to be. But whenever you do change, it does take some work. And whenever you actually set a goal and you know that this goal will make you happier and a healthier human being, working towards it actually seems less daunting because it's for you. You're doing this for you. So while you're gaining traction, while you're on this road to whatever you're on the road to, remind yourself constantly that things will come in your path. Distractions will come. Challenges will come. However, you have to remind yourself that you have the tenacity, you have the strength, and you have the mental fortitude to take on whatever you are, whatever that's being thrown at you. Why? Because whenever you are changing, you will be challenged. It's like, yeah, you're saying you're changing, but are you really? So it's like going out and someone asks you out and you're changing your eating habits and just so happens that they want to go to this restaurant and they order your favorite, you know, whatever is your favorite, but you're trying to stay away from it. And you're like, you're getting tempted. Should I get it? Should I get it? Should I not? Should I just give in or should I really just dial it back, take a couple deep breaths and realize, focus on my goal. Remind myself of my goal and then ask myself, will this help me get towards my goal? And if not, hey, I'll just get something else on the menu. Now, that's just an example. There's many examples, but for the sake of time, I just wanted to give that one. So you're gaining traction. You're changing. People are changing around you. You are changing. Your mindset is changing. Your body is changing. Your whole life is honestly changing because your internal is reflecting on the external and you see the changes. So as you're gaining traction, continue on this path. No matter how hard it gets, right? No matter how hard it gets, lean on the people that support you. And if you don't have a huge support system, be that support system for yourself. And always remind yourself of your goals. When you constantly remind yourself of your goals, that constant reminder gets stuck in your subconscious. And every time you're about to make a decision that's not for your goal, your subconscious is like, hey, you know, we stopped doing that like a couple days ago. Now it's going to be hard, but I believe that we can do it. And sometimes that's that internal voice and that moral compass that really dials us back and gets us right back on track. So as you're gaining traction, give yourself a break as well. Don't be extremely hard on yourself. Like, oh my God, I just did this. I'm set back 3 weeks or whatever. No, whenever you become aware of something that you gave into, just nurture yourself, you know, mother yourself in a way. Like, hey, we did this, you know, we did have a moment of weakness, but what can we do? What can we set in place for next time in a situation that happens like this? What can we do for next time that will get us back on track? Because this is happening for me to learn how to actually adopt healthier coping mechanisms. See, everything happens for a reason. But in order for you to get different results, you must always and also do things differently. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.